We're recording. Okay, Malka, nice to have you. I can't see you clearly, Malka. Okay, something's blocking your screen, Malka. All right, so we're on Daf Kuf Aleph today. I'll begin on Kuf Amud Beis. Kuf Amud Beis in the Mishnah. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, so we're on Kuf Amud Beis, 100B, 10 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, everybody with me? So it says, Manitin hazorek minayam layabasha minayabasha layam. So this is a little bit like for Ufer, and it's like estates and land. You have strange cases, but you boil it down and you categorize everything. If you Malka as well. So the yam is a carmelite. The yam is a carmelite. And the yabasha is Rishut HaRabim. So it means if you're zorek from the carmelite to the Rishut HaRabim, the yam is a carmelite. I throw something from the yam, or I transfer something from the yam to the sfina as Rishut HaYachid. Umina sfina liyam, from the boat, from the Rishut HaYachid to the carmelite, umina sfina lechaverta, or from one sfina to another sfina, which is Rishut HaYachid to another Rishut HaYachid, patur. So in all those cases, one does not violate the halacha on a Torah level. Okay, but now svino kshur zubazum. If I have boats that are tied to one another, metaflin mizulazu. So we don't know what the case is. The case is going to be, I'm going to explain this based on the maskana. The case is going to be if one boat is owned by Reuven, another boat is owned by Shimon, and they're tied together, and they make an eruve chatzerot, then they can. Then under those circumstances, one can carry from one boat to the other boat. Okay, im einan kshurot, if they're not tied together, even though they're near one another, you can't carry from one to another because there's a chashash that they'll come apart and then the Erubi Chatzirot doesn't work under those circumstances. Okay, we just completed the Mishnah on Kuf Amud Beis, 100B. Everybody have the page 100B. We completed the Mishnah, Kuf Amud Beis. Any questions on the Mishnah? Okay, so moving on to the Gemara. You had this all yesterday, I assume. All right, let's go further. Now, the Gemara says we're 6 lines from the where above where it gets wide on Kuf Amud Beis. So the Gemara says Itmar Sfina Rav Huna Mar Motzini Min Aziz Kol Shehu Umamali. So it's talking about how do I get water into the Sfina. Now the Gemara takes it, the boat is on like a sort of freshwater body of water, like the Yama Kinneret, like the Sea of Galilee, not like the salty water in the sea, which is unusable, but you have sort of like a fresher water. So the Gemara says Itmar, so I'm in the boat and I want to get some water in the boat, but it's Shabbat. How do I do that? So Itmar Sfina Rav Huna Mar Motzina Himen Aziz Kol Shehu Umali. So now again, the Sfina is Rishut HaYachid and the Yam is a Carmelite, though we have to clarify a little bit with this. The Gemara is going to say, according to Rav Huna, a person has like a rod or a projection that come out from the boat, and that's just for a heker. It's just a sign, and we'll see how that's working. Welcome, Michael. We're on Kuf Amud Beis. 5 lines above where it gets wide, Kuf Amud Beis. So he says, Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna Amri, Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna both say, O semakom arba'a umamale, that you make a sleeve. You'll make a sleeve 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and that's making an imaginary Rishus HaYachid, and you're able to draw the water through the sleeve. So now what's under the sleeve is Rishut HaYachid. So I'm taking water from Rishut HaYachid into my Rishut HaYachid. We'll see in a minute. Okay, just to hold off with the questions. So now the Gemara says, 4 lines above where it gets wide, Rav Huna Amar Motzi Yemen Aziz Kol Shehu Umale. Rav Huna says that a person will have like a rod or a projection coming out from the boat, Kol Shehu, any amount. In other words, it's just as long, it's just for heker purposes. Ksavar Karmelit Me'ara Mashchinan. So he, Rav Huna, holds that the Carmelite, when we say that the body of water is a Carmelite, we really mean that the seabed or the lake bed is really the Carmelite. So Carmelite only goes up 10 tfachim. So I measure from the, let's say I'm in the Sea of Galilee, so I measure 10 tfachim from the floor of the Sea of Galilee. It's really a lake or whatever. So I measure 4 tfachim from the bottom of the Sea of Galilee. So everything above that is really a makom patur, an exempt area. And al pi halacha, I'm permitted to take from the makom patur to the boat. He says, uvedinhu desiz nami lo libai. So Rav Huna holds, technically al pi halacha, I don't even need this protrusion, this thing extending from the boat. It's just I'm totally in the clear, totally to take water from the Sea of Galilee into the boat. Ela kihech lebe lehekir. But the Chachamim said, we want there to be a heker. So the way that the way that the art school had it is the one explanation is that an observer might think that the sea carmelite is measured from the sea surface and not from the seabed, and he'll think the water is being taken from a carmelite. So the rod serves as a reminder that a sea is different, for a carmelite is measured from the seabed. In other words, that the people see it and they remember, oh, there's something special about this whole situation, and Mela, that's why it's doing. Yeah, Michael, you're blocking your vision with your finger or something. Thank you. I like seeing you. Thank you very much. All right, now, all right, let me just do one more opinion and then we'll pause for a minute. Okay. So the the basic idea, we're saying that technically I could take the water into the boat and it's just for a hecker. Does that remind anybody, especially Daf Yomi people, with about a hecker in another area in Hotza'a? No? Yeah, Michael remembers, right? With the mount, right? What do you got for me, Michael?
With the Eruvin?
Yeah, what specifically?
The Korah and the
Lachi. Right, the Mavui, the Lachi and the Korah, right. This should be a hecker. Remember we had a discussion, is it a hecker for the B'nai Rosh HaSarabim or for the B'nai Mavui? So, okay, so now we're going to have that in a few months here with Daf Yomi. Okay, so very nice. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says... okay, so with the first wide line, Rav Chista v'Rav Bar Rav Huda Amri Osima Komar Ba Mamale. So the second opinion is that when I want to take water into the boat, I'll make this sleeve four tefachim by four tefachim, and some mafarshim say it's 10 tefachim in length, and I'll put it on the side of the boat, and then I'll be able to draw water through the sleeve into the boat. Savri Karmli Misfat Mayim Ashkinan. So they hold that the water is all a carmelite. The whole, in other words, the carmelite extends to the surface of the water. Maya ara samichta. So the water is an event. We view it again. When it comes to these dinim with hotza'a, eruvin, it's a lot of using like projections, imagining things. So we view it as all like solid land. It was like a piece of carmelite. Ilo avid makom arba'a kamatasli carmelite rishon yachid. So if I don't make this arba'al arba'a, so then I'm taking water from a carmelite to Rishus Yachid. I'm not allowed to do that. But through this, I'll turn it into Rishus Yachid. All right? Let me just do... all right. Anybody have any questions about what we did so far? All right, let me go on. Now, we're on the third wide line on Kuf Amud Beis, 100B, third wide line. So Amar Rav Nachman, the Rabba Bar Avua. So Rav Nachman said to Rabba Bar Avua, according to the first opinion that I have this rod extending from the boat, so and I fill up the bucket, asara become a mi yachid. So he says sometimes it'll be shallow water. In other words, that was all assuming that the boat is riding above 10 tefachim is not very high. It's like 40 inches. But we're assuming the boat is like, you know, is you know, 30 yards above the seabed or 100 yards. And then Mamela, Pialaka, it's really a Makom Patur. That's what we said. That's the linchpin. But he says sometimes the boat is going to be riding in very shallow water. So he says, Zimnin Deleka Asara, become a Tatami Karmelit Shudayachid. So sometimes if the boat is in very shallow water, this whole method is not going to work too well. How can the Chamim have, you know, devised something like this? It's a double-edged sword. In other words, if the boat's in very shallow water, and then you're going to be doing hachnasa on Shabbat. So Amar Le Gamrinan Dein Sfinam Alechet Pachot Me'asara. He says that now here the word Gamrinan is usually we have a Mesora this way. They also translate we learn, but anyway they take it as a given that a boat would never travel in water that's less than 10 tefachim in depth. The boats, now we talk about Sfina, so I think Rashi brings down Sfina is a larger boat. In other words, a larger boat would not travel. So when we said that he puts out the Ziz, he's talking about a larger boat. A larger boat would never travel in such shallow water. He says, the Gemara says, Vahamorsha Itla, but the Gemara says the boat has a prow, and it was like the tip of the boat, like it sticks out, you know, and that prow could stick over a shallow water, and the person could go to the prow and take the water up. So the Gemara says, Amarav Safra, Gishushe Azle, come on. They have people with like sticks and poles, you know, in front of the boat or whatever, checking the depth. And Mela, that's not a problem. Even the prow is not going in the shallow water. Okay, Amarli Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chi Bar Avin. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rav Chi Bar Avin, Rav Chis the Rabba Bar Avua, the Amri Osema Kom Arba'a Umamale. So according to the second opinion, that I have this sleeve and I'm pulling the water up through the sleeve. So that takes care of pulling the water into the boat. How do I get wastewater out of the boat? He says, Shofchin didei hechi shadi lehu. Where do they throw the wastewater? Now, it's interesting. I would have thought something else for wastewater. But Rashi says, two lines from the bottom, Mayim rayim kum rechitzat kosot karot, like the dirty dishwater. In other words, I I guess I had my Shabbos meal, and now I want to throw the water overboard. How do I do that? So v'chitema de shadi lehu bo toma kom. So maybe you say, just like I have the sleeve, so I put the water up through the sleeve, so I'll put the wastewater down through the sleeve. So the Gemara says, Me'isele, that it, like the water would become detestable. So I assume that taking it that the water is like not like too much current, and that, you know, you're going to have all the schmutz there. This is your, this, you want to have your spot where you're having like your water supply. Now your water supply is getting fouled up. So the Gemara says,
I thought it was waste.
Yeah, well, that's what I would have thought, but you saw what Rashi said. Rashi says it means the, I just read the Rashi. I think you were on the phone, Michael. Yeah, so Rashi says it's like the dishwater. So let's see back in the Gemara. So, Deshadi Luhu Adafna Desfina. The Gemara says he'll take the water and he'll throw the water against the sides of the boat. So he'll take the water and throw it against the sides of the boat. So it's really just throwing the water in a part of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because the boat is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and that's where he's throwing it. So the Gemara says, Va'ika kocho, yeah, but his koach, you're right, he's putting it there, but as a result, and it's, now it's on the sides of the boat, but as a result of placing it there, it's going to eventually end up in the Carmelite. So the Gemara says, Kocho b'Carmelite lo gazru. In other words, the Chamim didn't make a gezeira. In other words, that's kocho. In other words, it's like, what's the word? Like indirect force. In other words, like his force is throwing the water against the side of the boat. And then the water is then flowing down elsewhere. So it's like an indirect force, but indirect force with a Carmelite, they didn't answer it. Now, all right, so I'm going to do another 10 lines, and then I'll pause, we'll take a breather, and we'll see who's got other questions and where we go with this, okay? So the Gemara says, Umanat Tamra, now where do I know that what I said is just true, that a person's allowed to take the wastewater and throw it against the sides of the boat? So he says, Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Sfina, Eimetatla lo mitocha liyam, v'lo min hayam l'tocha. You're not allowed to transport from the Sfina into the ocean. Again, the Sfina is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the ocean is a Carmelite. You can't take from the Carmelite into the Sfina. That's the Aleph Beis. Okay, turn page, run. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Amoka Asara, that, now this is a little tricky. If the boat internally has a depth of 10 tefachim, in other words, if we look at the boat, internally it goes down to a depth of 10 tefachim, V'ein Gavoa Asara, but from the sea level on the outside of the boat, there's not 10 tefachim. You understand? So if I'm on the boat, there's 10 tefachim internally looking down, but as viewed from the surface of the water, it's only less than 10 tefachim because the boat is sitting in the water. So he says, Ben Gavoa Sara, Metaltlin Mitocha Liyam. Now the Braisa says that one could take and transport from the boat to the sea. So the Gemara is going to say that this is the proof. That means that how can I be metaltel if I take the wastewater and throw it against the sides of the boat? That's what the Gemara says. He says, Avalom in Ayam Latocha. I can't take from the ocean into the boat, right? From the ocean into the boat, I can't take. Now the Gemara says, now that's the Braisa. And again, we're trying to bring this proof. We haven't developed it fully yet. It's going to be developed that you're allowed to take water, wastewater, and throw it against the side of the boat. So the Gemara says on the third line, Maishnam and Ayam Latocha Delo, why can't I take from the ocean and bring water into the boat? He says, to come metaltlin mi Carmelite Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because you're going to be transporting from a Carmelite, i.e. the ocean, into the boat, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So mitocha liyam nami metaltlin Rosh Hashanah Yachid Carmelite. So the Gemara says, so if that's true, so, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If I can't take from the ocean or from the sea in, or from the lake in, into the boat, I can't take from the boat into the lake. So the Gemara says, el alav achuda. Is it not that the Bryce is speaking about pouring it on the rim, on like, you know, whatever, like you'd have the boat and you're pouring on the walls, and that's the way it will go. Ushmamina kocho b'carmelite lo gazru ushmamina. So from here, when it can extrapolate that koach in a carmelite, in other words, I'm really throwing it, let's say, on the side of the boat. And then it's ending up, it's flowing down elsewhere. And eventually, it's going to end up in the Carmelite. So the Gemara says that type of action is not prohibited. The whole din of a Carmelite is din de Rabbanan. So with Kocho, they didn't asur it in the Carmelite. Okay, just 1 minute. Now, the Braisa said that it was less than 10 tefachim from the sea into the boat. So the issue would be like this. If the boat would be riding sort of high on the water and it would be more than 10 tefachim, so then that would mean that you're going to makom patur. So in other words, any water that's being taken from the sea into the boat is traveling through makom patur. We spoke about this by the Rishut HaRabim. Now we're talking about it by a Carmelite. A Carmelite is modeled on the Rishut HaRabim, but a Carmelite is just a Rishut on the Rabbanan level. So in other words, on a Torah level, it's also makom patur. So the if the walls of the boat rise above the sea level 10 tefachim, that means, and assuming that the sea itself, the surface of the sea is the Carmelite, so the Carmelite only goes up 10 tefachim. Above 10 tefachim is makom patur. So that would mean that if I were to take water from the sea over the side of the boat, I'd be taking water from the Carmelite into makom patur and then into the boat. That would be permissible. So that's why the Braisa says that from the sea's perspective, it's less than 10 tefachim high. All right, let's just summarize again what we did again. So everybody, hopefully, we're good. Okay, so the basic idea is that the sea is a Carmelite and the boat is a Rishut HaYachid. That's the first Yesod. And the Carmelite is a Rishus de Rabbanan, but you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelite to Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelite. Then we said, how does a person get water on a boat on Shabbos, since he needs water? It's talking about you're riding on like a fresh water, a body of water that's fresh water. So how do I get water into the boat on Shabbat? So the Gemara says either, according to Rav Huna, I'll have a ziz, I'll have a rod extending from the boat, and as a result of extending it from the boat, that'll be a heker. In other words, that the water is really a makom patur, according to Rav Huna, because the Carmelite only goes up 10 tefachim from the seabed, and everything above it is makom patur. So I have a complete green light to do this, really, to take the water. But since it looks like I'm transporting from a Carmelite, so I need the ziz to remind me that this is a special circumstance. Or, and the alternative, the other opinion was that, no, the water is also a Carmelite, and I'll have the sleeve, and I'll take the water through the sleeve, and it's working with the special heter, the chum hat, even with the sleeve. And we'll see more about that in a minute. Let me just try to get some pictures. Just give me 1 second. Let me try and do this with the share screen. Let me see. Share screen. I'm trying to share screen. How come it's not sharing the screen? Oh, here we go. All right. Let me see. 1 second, everyone. Let me see. Okay. Everybody see the pictures here? Okay, good. Now, and this is for you, Yosef. This is from your favorite book. I tried to get it today in the
I have it in front of me.
I know, but that's okay. So here, okay. So let me get. Oh, those are the two boats. Let's see where it is. 1 second. All right. Yeah. Okay. So here, if you see this picture with the Z's, you see the fellow in the boat, and you see the rod extending out where the Aleph is. Can you all see my arrow? Yeah, okay. So you see the rod that stands out. He's got the pail. So it's showing, according to Rav Huna, that you see here's the seabed, here's the fish, then the dotted line, that's where the Carmelite is, and above that is a makom patur. So he's able to take the water in, and it's a makom patur. All right? Then here you see the sleeve. Here he's learning it. See, the Gemara has, he's quoting from Tosos here, but the Gemara has a case like this where you have a balcony. This we did not learn in the Gemara, but it's getting it from there. You have a balcony, and how do you get water into the balcony? You'll have this sleeve. You see the sleeve, 4 tefachim, 10 tefachim in depth, and you'll pull the pail up through the balcony because everything is Rishus HaYachid. And then here you have the sleeve on the side of the boat. Everybody see the sleeve on the side of the boat? All right. Then here you see the boat, and you see the boat with the 10 tefachim, and this we discussed, and here he's pouring the water on the side of the boat. And here you see the boat again. The boat internally is 10 tefachim deep, but from the side of the boat, as seen from the water, is less than 10 tefachim. All right, so I think that's what we're up to. Okay, now let me go back to everybody. Let me go back here, see if I can get this all. Oh, wait, how do I do this now? Oh, wait, I didn't do it. All right, how do I go back? Oh, I know.
Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah, give me 10 seconds, and then I'll be with you. Okay, just give me 10 seconds. Let me see how to get back with this thing. All right. Okay, there we go. Okay, now. Okay, so what do you have for me, Malka?
So now I'm confused. So you have the 10 fachim, which is the Carmelite. Then you have whatever's above is the Makom Tahor.
Makom Patur.
Patur, I got it. But then why does it matter that the boat bottom goes below the sea level?
Yeah, we said like this, that he wants to get water into the boat. Now, if the side of the boat is rising 10 tefachim above sea level, even if the surface of the sea is the Carmelite comes to an end at 10 tefachim. There's no more Carmelite. So it's a makom patur above that. So if the
what if the sea is not 10 tefachim deep?
No.
The air is.
Malka, you're mixing two different things. You're mixing the two different things. Okay, we spoke about. Assuming that the sea is a Carmelite. Okay, the sea is a Carmelite. The water is a Carmelite. Mm-hmm. Carmelite to the surface of the water. But I assume this is the part you're asking about. You said, why does the boat have to rise 10 tefachim above the sea level? Isn't that what you were saying to me or not?
No, I was questioning why it matters that it goes below the sea level.
No, that's the same thing what I'm saying. In other words, if the side of the boat rises 10 tefachim above the sea level, above the surface of the sea, so that means any water that's taken from the sea is going to go over the top of the boat, over 10 tefachim. So any water is going into Makom Patur. So any water that I take from the sea is going from a Carmelite to a Makom Patur to Rishus Yachid. Now I'm allowed to take from a Carmelite to a Makom Patur. I'm allowed to take from a Makom Patur to Rishus Yachid. So if that would be the case, then I wouldn't need all of these different, techniques to get the water. So the Brisa has where it does not rise that high level. Okay, any other questions?
Okay, all right, that's one.
Who's got a question?
I have a question.
Who's Ruth, yeah, go ahead.
Where did these drawings come from? Were these Rashi's drawings?
No. The drawings I just showed you is from a Sefer called Perish Chai. Somebody wrote the Sefer. He looked at the Gemara. He looked at Rashi. He looked at Tosfos. And he made the drawings.
From how long ago
It's in the last 30 years. Okay. All right.
They both look like they were very, very primitive. We have to assume they were at that time. Look very, very primitive, very small.
This is the way he's imagining it. What can I tell you? Okay, everybody good? Listen, I'm sorry to rush a little bit, but I want to make sure we finish in time for Mariv. Hopefully we're on a good roll, but let's take a look. Okay, now, all right, I'm muting everybody again. All right, one second. All right, so we're on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're around the sixth line down. Amar Rav Huna, everybody have it? Daf Kuf Amud Aleph around the sixth line. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Hani Bitzato Demeshan, Ani Metaltlin Behen, Ela Biarba. Now, even though the Gemara says Arba'ah, now the difference between Arba and Arba'ah, Arba is usually Amod, Arba is Tfachim. In other words, one is Lashon Zachar, one's Lashon Akeva. So, he says, Bitzita de Meshan, are these small boats from the city of Meshan, Eim etatlin behen elaba arba. In other words, the boats are Carmelite. For the reasons that the Gemara is going to go through, the inside the boat is a Carmelite, not a Rishus Yachid. The Gemara is going to end up sort of slugging it up at the end, but that's the way he's figuring. It's a Carmelite. And so therefore, I cannot carry in that boat on Shabbat unless it's less than Dalet Amot. I can carry within Dalet Amot, but I can't go more than Dalet Amot. He says, "Velo Amron." Now he's explaining when is it a Carmelite. You know what? Let me get my picture book out again. Let me see if I could do this. Okay, let's just try this again. Okay, so here we have picture book. Let me see. All right, this will be good. Okay, so everybody see the pictures. All right. So the Gemara says, "Velo Amron Elishayim bepachot mishlosha arba'a." That means that if you see this, where my arrow is, can you all see the arrow? Nod your head if you see the arrow. Let me make this square here so I see everybody. I can't do that. All right, not that good with this stuff. All right. So he says here, you see here, there's three tefachim here, and then above three tefachim, this inside the boat. The water is outside the boat. So above three tefachim, you get a width of four tefachim. I'm doing this the way Rashi learns Pshat. So, oh, here, I'll move this over. There, okay, now I see the whole chevra. Okay, good. So he's saying that if, the, in other words, I need for a carmelite, I need reshus four tefachim by four tefachim, rising ten tefachim. So if the four tefachim I get is above three tefachim from the base of the boat, so the Gemara learns, then these mechitzot are going to be mechitzot tluyot. They're going to view the mechitzot as like hanging in the air, and that I don't have a carmelite. But if the four tefachim is within three tefachim of the tip, the base of the boat, then I'm cooking with fire. Okay, let me read it inside, and then we'll say it again, and we'll see how this goes. Okay, so it's back in the Gemara. So Amrav Hunahani Bitzat Demeshan, these boats of Beishan, Aimatalin Bahan Ella Biarba, that a person can only carry within Dalet Amot because the boat is a carmelite, as we said. He says, Velo Amran, Elishain Bapachut Mishlosha Arba. That's only if you don't have four tefachim by four tefachim. In other words, it's only if it's not like bays. If it doesn't look like bays here, like picture 1019. If it doesn't look like picture 1019, if it looks like picture 1018, then I have to treat it as a carmelite. Aval yesh pachot mishlosha arba'a, but if within three tefachim of the ground I have four tefachim, then I do have, then it is reshus yachid. He says, arba'a leitlan ba, v'malinu kani v'urbani leitlan ba, and even if in picture 1018, but if I would fill in picture gimel 1020, if I fill the base with reeds and solid matter like ballast, I'm also cooking with fire. So again, so the basic idea we're trying to say here, again, there's different ways to learn the sugya, but the way Rashi's explaining is I need for a reshus hayachid, which is what I'm looking for. I want a reshus hayachid. Reshus hayachid, I need reshus that's four tefachim by four tefachim that has mechitzot that go up ten tefachim. But if the base of the boat, in other words, the four tefachim, I get to four tefachim, it's so far from where the base of the boat is, then in those circumstances, the walls are divorced from the base. The walls are divorced from the base. So the walls are just hanging there with nothing underneath them. So then the Gemara learns that's not a reshus yachid. But if it's four tefachim, and presumably it would be four tefachim by four tefachim, because four tefachim in width of every boat is at least four tefachim in length. So then if that's within three tefachim of the base of the boat, so that we learned is lavud, then I can consider it all connected, and then I have the walls and I have everything. I'm cooking with fire. That's the basic yisod. Everybody good with this? Let me hear. Everybody happy? All right, I'm going to move on. All right, now, so let's
see. So picture B, bet will be Yishud Hayachi.
That's correct. Okay, all right, now, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says Matkif lo Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, again, an akafta we know is a strong question, which is usually based on Svara. So the Gemara says Matkif lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asks a kasha, v'lema good achit mechitzta. Like there's a concept in halacha, and again, this is working with like let me see if I get everybody here. Yeah. In other words, in halacha, like good achit mechitza, let me go back. I'd like to see all of you at the same time. Let me get back to this. Okay. So good achit mechitza is mean I view the walls coming down. I view the walls coming down. So he's saying, don't we have a concept in halacha of good achit mechitza? So if the walls can come down, who cares when I get the dalet tefachim? I'll view it as the walls coming down and I have a reshus. He says, "V'leim a good achit mechitza." Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in the Brisa? Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Na'atz Kana B'Rishut Arabim. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda says, if a person sticks a pole in the Rishus Arabim, he says, and the pole is at least 10 tefachim high, he says, "Uvrosho Taraskel," or it's all going to add up to 10 tefachim. You get the idea. "Uvrosho Taraskel," there's a basket on top of the pole, "V'zarak V'nachal Gabav," and then I, standing in the Rishus Arabim, I pick up something, I pick up a ball, and I basket, right? I throw the ball into the basket. So he says, chayav. So the Brisa says, I'm chayav for being motzi from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Now, again, for Rishus HaYachid, I need, you should know this all by heart, I need at least four tefachim by four tefachim, at least 10 tefachim high. That's what I need for Shusa Yachid. Now here, all I have is a thin pole with a basket on top of it. So he says here, Alma Imrinan good achit mechitzta. So I see there with the pole that even though the whole Rishus like isn't physically four tfachim by four tfachim, but the basket is four tfachim by four tfachim. So I'm going to imagine as if the walls come down from the basket, and Mamela, now I have the Rishus. I'm cooking with fire. So now it's a Rishus Yachid. You know, this relates to the daf we did on Shabbos' daf that I did with you yesterday, right? Remember, we said if it goes through the Makom Patur, and I'm doing Zrika, remember in the Rishus Rabim, and we said most Rishonim hold that I am Chayev, and you see from this Gemara, it seems to work out that way, because if I'm Zorek, that's what it says, I have something, I throw it, it goes obviously above 10 Tefachim, because in order to get in the basket, it's got to go above 10 Tefachim, I'm still Chayev for this would be for Hachnas on Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Hachinami name a good Achit Mechitza. So why can't we, again, this is Rav Nachman asking the Atkafta, why can I not apply the same rule with this boat? Yeah, I understand that it only got to be Arbal Arba. In other words, the boat should not be any different than the pole. In other words, at the base of the pole, it's not dalad by dalad, right? At the base of the pole, it's not dalad by dalad. And nevertheless, I end up with a Rishus Yachid. So at the base of the boat, it's not dalad by dalad. And it's not a dalad by dalad even going up three tfachim. But why can't the boat be the same way as the pole? Here, let me go back into the screen sharing. And let's see if we can see a picture here. And here we have, here we have the picture. You'll see picture 1022. You see this basket on top of the pole. And we see a little kid here. This gives you a clue as to what's coming up with the kid. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So Matkiv L'Rav Yosef, back in the Gemara, 15 lines from the bottom, Matkiv L'Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef asks a strong kasha against this. He says, V'lo shmiluhu l'hada amar Rav Yudah amar Rav. He says, but didn't the Makshin, this is Rav Nachman, didn't Rav Nachman hear what Rav Yudah said in Rav? Umatuba mishum Rabbi Chiya, and others say that it was actually Rabbi Chiya who said it, but Tani Allah, that we learn in a brisa concerning the first brisa. The first brisa says, I stick the pole in the Rishus HaRabim, I put the basket on top of it, Mamela, now I say, Gura Achit Mechitzta. So he says, didn't he hear, but Chachamim Potrim, that's not a Davar Muskam. In other words, you're right. So there is an opinion that holds that I'm Chayiv, but the brisa says the Chachamim are Potrim in that case. So I do not say, Gura Achit Mechitzta in that case. So that's that. So again, the question was from the boat. How can we? Why is the boat? Why am I running the problem? So we said, isn't it good achit mechitzta? So we see with the pole, but now he's saying the chachamim actually pater. So the chachamim pater. So the mainstream thinking is like the chachamim that we don't say good achit mechitzta. So Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef. We know Abaye was the Rav Yosef's Talmud, and Abaye. He often has a dialogue with Rav Yosef. So Amar Le Abaye, Ba'ad Lo Tispara, he says, don't you, Rav Yosef, subscribe to this idea of good achit? He says, Vahatani, we learn in the Braisa. And again, here we're getting into like concepts that relate to Mechitzot and Eruvin. So you're right, it comes up more in Eruvin. It also comes up in the first parak in Sukkah. It's like, you know, there are different concepts. I hope you're getting this, Robert. Like, there's different concepts in different areas in Shas. You have to get the concepts and the way and all together. So the Gemara says, Vahatanya, we learn in the Braisa, Amud Barushut Arabim, if I have a pillar or a post in the Rishus Arabim, he says, Gavoa Asara Varach of Arba. So at the top of the post, it's 10 tfachim high, and at the top of the post, it's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. He says, Ve'ein bi'ikaro Arba, but at the base of the post, it's thinner. So let's get a nice picture with this. Let me go back to screen share. So here you see our post. Everybody see the post, picture 1023. So the post is the right dimensions at the top of the post, but at the bottom of the post, it's narrower, right? It went on a diet at the bottom of the post. So the Gemara says, V'yesh b'katzar shalo shlosha. So in the narrow part, it has three tfachim going up. It has three tfachim going up at the base. V'zarak b'nachal gabav, and I'm standing in the Rishus HaRabim. I just pick up a ball. I'm less than dalet amot away from the post, and I throw the ball on top of my sticky date cake. I throw it, and it lands on top of the post. He says chayav. So the brisa says I'm chayav. So the Gemara says, Alma Imrinan good achit mechitzta. So there, we definitely say good achit mechitzta. And it sounds like late Mandapali. Nobody disagrees with that. So if I say good achit mechitzta here, I should be able to say good achit mechitzta by the basket and by the boat as well. It says so hachanami good achit mechitzta. So here too, now here too is going to be by the boat. So here too, by the boat, we should say good achit mechitzta. So the Gemara says, now, the next lines in the Gemara are not so clear, but the way Rashi takes it, it's still Abaye speaking as part of his rebuttal to Rav Yosef. Midi Iria, how is your case of this basket with the pole, even apropos? He says here, Hatam havila mechitza shegdayim bokin ba. Over there, it's, in other words, why would the Chachamim, so if we hold from good achit mechitzta, and it seems like everybody holds from good achit mechitzta, and good achit mechitzta means, I imagine, as if the walls come straight down. I imagine the walls come straight down. So why is it that the Chachamim pater with the basket? So the Gemara says, with the basket, again, this is a thin pole here, so it's a makom, so even though it's like in the theoretical area where I'm viewing the mechitzot, imagining coming the mechitzot coming down, the gedayim, the kids, the animal kids, could burst through it. In other words, nothing blocking them from running through the, quote, mechitzot. He says, Hacha havi la mechitzot shen gedayim bokeh ba. Here, the gedayim can't be bokeh through it. In other words, it's an imaginary concept, but the imaginary concept has to have some connection with the physical world. So if it's something that the gedayim can be bokeh bo with, I'm not going to say yeah, good achit mechitzta. But if it's something they can't be bokeh bo, so then I'll say good achit mechitzta. And we take it that with the boat, the gedayim are not going to be bokeh bo because it's underwater and the goats usually don't go there. All right, let me just do another 6-7 lines and I'll pause and we'll summarize and we'll take questions, okay? So Amrli Ravacha, Bered Ravacha, the Ravashi. So Ravacha, so again, so the idea is, we're saying that we'll say in all events, we'll be able to say good achit mechitzta, unless it's something that the gedayim bokim bo, that the kids can, you know, burst through. But if the kids can't burst through it, then I'm saying good achit mechitzta. So I'm saying, I should say good achit mechitzta by the boat. If that's the case, the boat is a rishus yachid, not a carmelite like we thought originally. And here also with this post or pillar, we're going to say that it's a rishus yachid. So the Gemara says, So now you told me, gee, I have to be concerned with, you know, the kids bursting through. So you're right, there aren't any kids in the water, but we have lots of fish in the water, and the fish will go through the mechitza. So he says, So he says, the fact that the fish go through is not considered bursting through the partition. And Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, three lines to the bottom, I can't see the fish. So what I can't see, I don't call that destroying the mechitza. So the mechitza that's underwater will be a mechitza, but above ground, then it has to be a place that ain't a gedayim bokin bo. So umnat tamra. Now the Gemara says, where do I know that I'm not concerned about the fish? I'm only concerned about things that I can see. Umnat tamra. Debai mine Rabbi Tavla. It should be Merav. Rabbi Tavla posed the following question to Rav: mechitza tluya. So here we have our nice picture book. Let's look at the mechitza of the churba. Okay, everybody see the churba? That's picture 1026. Everybody see picture 1026? So it's a destroyed building. This building is like destroyed. I don't think in life you'll see the building quite destroyed like this, but this is the way the Gemara has to see it for this purpose. You have the walls. I don't know if you can see so clearly. The walls are hanging. So there's like nothing underneath it, but I have a piece of a wall here, a piece of a wall here. And so let's see what happens with it. So he says here, so he asked the question, can I have, am I allowed to carry in this building on Shabbat? Can I say good achit mechitzta over here? He says, he said, no, you got a problem because here, yeah, the gedayim are bokeh abo, so it doesn't work. He says, so Amarle, in the Chisa Tzuli Materet, turn page, the top line on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, he says, Ella B'mayim. The only place where we have a leniency like that is with the water. In other words, here, well, here's another case of the water, but let me give the first case of the water we had earlier, here, with this case, with the sleeve, right? So here, I have all this space underneath the sleeve. So that's a case that the Gdayim could go through. There's water underneath it, but the Gdayim, you know, would go, if it was dry land, go through there. So that's the only time you have the heter, when water is involved. Or the other case we have, and if you remember this from the Masechet Eruvin, it should hold you in good stead, is over here. Here I have, you see, I have one chatzer, another chatzer, and here's a wall between the chatzerot. So so the water is going here, there, and the other place, but I view the wall as going down into the water. You have it? In other words, I view I'm going to say that the wall does go down, just like I said the wall goes down earlier with the sleeve. Elbamayim, top line, Kalu Shikilu Chachamim Bamayim. That's a leniency that the Chacham had with the water. In other words, here with this water, in this Chatzir case, you'd have to say that there's a space between the water, the surface of the water. You can't see so clearly here. Here's the surface of the water, and here's the wall on top of it. So there's a space here. So normally I would say, and here also, I have a space. Here I have a space also. So in both cases, I would normally say that's a Gedayim Bokinbo. So it's not a good machitza. But when it comes to water, the Chacham had that kula. The Chacham had that leniency. He says, V'amai, so on the second line, V'amai ha'ika b'kiyat dagim, but I have the fish that are going all left, right, and the other place. El shmamin ha'b'kiyat dagim la'shma b'kiyat. So from here, one can extrapolate that the fact the fish go through doesn't mean anything. It's just in the air with the Gedayim. All right, now, and there's a Rabbi Eli Belazon in Fairlawn. He was saying to me about with the Gedayim Bokinbo with the sleeve. Okay, now let me just go back to the stop share. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, let me just summarize again for this. A little bit of the summary, and then we'll take it. So the basic idea we started off with the boat that tapers to a point. Most boats do taper like that to the Nahal. And we said that we thought it was a carmelite if it only gets to be three tefachim, four tefachim by four tefachim, above three tefachim from the base, from the lowest point of the boat, then it's a carmelite. So the Gemara says, well, I'm the good achit mechitzta. The walls come down, and then I imagine, and then I have it, and then I have it all put together. So the Gemara says that so after a whole shakla bataria, the Gemara ends up saying that I would say good achit mechitzta. I do say good achit mechitzta there, and I say good achit mechitzta with the basket. With the basket, I wouldn't say good achit mechitzta because the gdayim bokimbo, but with the post, I would say good achit mechitzta. And then we said that when it comes to water, then I don't have to worry about the gedayim. In other words, with the water, with the sleeve, and with the mechitzah between the two chatzerot, I don't have to worry about the gedayim there. That's a leniency the Chacham had with water. Okay, well, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? What's up, Fern? Go ahead.
How do you define a carmelite now? It's like not a yachid, not a rabbin.
So remember, we learned this on Davav in the enormous.
Yeah.
So if you go back, so remember, it's open. Open places like the midbar, the yam, you know, it's a place where the rabbim don't go, or it could be a large place enclosed, but not in mukaf ladira. It's not enclosed.
So why is it modeled after the Rashut HaRabim?
In other words, the Chachamim, in other words, on Din Doraisa, I just have the Rashus HaRabim, the Rashus Yachid, and a Makom Patur. So if it's not Rashus Yachid, not Rashus HaRabim, everything is Makom Patur, an exempt area. But the Chachamim felt that these large open areas are similar to the Rashus HaRabim, and people won't understand the difference. So they created, and they said on the Rabbanan level, we're going to call it Rashus HaRabim. In other words, I think it through, like the most extreme case. Let's say I'm on Grace Avenue. Let's say Grace Avenue is not 16 amot across. And let's say it doesn't have 600,000 people going through Grace Avenue. So on a Doraisa level, it would be Makom Patur. But the Chacham said, gee, people are going to confuse. I can carry here. I can carry in Times Square. So that's why they said you can't. Okay.
But there were no numbers that define it, no measurements that define it, like a Rashut HaYachid.
It has to at least, there are numbers that do come into play with it. It has to be at least four tefachim by four tefachim.
By 10?
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be mukaf with melchitzot, but it does have to be at least four tefachim by four tefachim. So smaller than that would not be a carmelite. Okay. All right, let me get Yosef. What do you got for me, Yosef?
I just don't understand why in the basket case we're worried about the gedim, but in the post case we're not worried about the gedim.
So let me go back. Okay, let me just share. Okay. So it means like this. Let's say I'm a goat. Here you see the goat. So the goat can easily pass through the imaginary mechitzot. Here's the mechitzot coming down, and the goat can easily pass through it. Here, there's so little space because this is uh-huh. let's say, so here the goat is going to have to like bang himself against the post. The goat doesn't want to go there. So he's
got
not
it,
going to go
got
there.
It, okay. Got it, got it, got
okay,
it.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Now, listen, I know what some people said. I know Michael was not so happy with this time, and Fern said she has difficulty on Tuesday and Wednesday. So Wednesday night, if everybody's here, we'll discuss what time to meet for next week. This week, I want to keep it at this time. But everybody, if you don't want to meet at this time, then I expect you to pick one of the other options. The other options are half hour before, half hour after, or 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And I'll discuss it with everybody on Wednesday night after the daf, okay? That'll be our vote, and we'll take it from there. And everybody should remember the worst-case scenario, this is just for 2 months because it's going back, you know, in August. So Blee Netter, I'll be uploading the shiurim to yutorah.org. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, we're on Kuf Aleph Amud Bet, and there are advantages. This way we get Michael for the whole shiur. Tonight on Monday night, we usually get him for a half hour of the shiur. So we get double Michael Frank on Monday with this thing. Okay, let's take a look. More Torah, more time, more Torah, Michael. Okay, now, Marba Torah, Marba Chaim. You're adding on to your life by doing the daf this way, Michael. Now, let's take a look back in the Gemara on the second line from the top. And the reason I did it till 7:45, because 7:45 is not 7:45. It may end up past 7:45. Okay, let's take a look. So, Sfinot, Kshur, Bechule. So back in the Mishnah, we said if I have boats that are tied to... So I explained to you based on the Maskana. I told you that the Gemara is going to say that the boats are owned by Reuven and Shimon, and they make an Eruve Chatzerot, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach me, that then and under those circumstances, I can carry from boat A to boat B, from Reuven's boat to Shimon's boat. But I do not know any of that right now. So the Gemara says, Sfinuk Shur Vechule. So the Gemara says, Pshita. The Gemara is assuming both boats are owned by one person, the boats are tied together, and I'm transferring one boat to another. Obviously, I can carry from one boat to another boat. So I'm a Rav lo nistrucho latir bitzi chabenein. So Rava says the Mishnah is alluding to the fact that I can have another small boat that's wedged in between the two larger boats, and that I could carry from boat A to boat B and then from boat B to boat C, even though boat B could easily become dislodged from it. That's what we think the case is. So I'm only Rav Safra, Moshe Shapir Kamar. So Rav Safra says to Rava, now he calls him Moshe, that's an expression in the Gemara, like Tamid Chachamim are called Moshe. Shapir Kamar, are you saying correctly? You know, there's a piece, I hope to go over it later if we have time. There's a piece from the Ari, and Rav Simon has quoted this in the past. It means that all the Tamid Chachamim, they have a piece of Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, like of his ruchnius. And so the Tamid Chacham is called Moshe. So he says, Moshe Shapir Kamart, Metatlam Yizulazutran. He said that doesn't fit in with the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say take from A to B and B to C. It says I'm taking from A to B. It doesn't say anything about a third boat. He says, Elo Amar Rav Safra. Rather, Rav Safra says Elo means right, delete, right, Fern. Okay, so Elo Amar Rav Safra, Lo Nisrucho Ela Rei will tell me Zulazu. No, what the Mishnah is teaching me is that if I tie the boats together and the boats are owned by different people, then if I make an Eruve Chatzerot, then I can carry from one boat to the other. Without Eruve Chatzerot, even though one's a Rishadiyakid, the other's a Rishadiyakid, I can't carry from one boat to the other. So he says, Uchidatanya, like I learned in the Braisa, Sfino Kshurot Zubazu. If boats are tied to one another, Ma'arvin Metatlam Yizulazu, so that I can make an Eruve Chatzerot, and I can carry from one boat to the other. Nifsaku, if they become, you know, fall apart. In other words, the tie between them breaks apart on Shabbos, Nasru, then I can't carry from one to another. He says, Chazru v'nikshru, but then, in other words, because now if they're split apart, so now I'll be stepping over a Carmelite. I can't have an Eruve Chatzerot with another Rishus in the middle, so because the ocean is the Carmelite. So there'll be a Carmelite between the two boats. He says, Chazru v'nikshru, if they were retied on Shabbos. Now, here the Gemara is going to take it as an Isur involved. Now, the Kshira, we didn't get to it yet. We're almost done with Hotzah here. Hotzah was quite a lot of Dapim here. We had pieces of the first, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, and the 11th. Pieces of six prakim dealt with Hotzah. That's quite a lot. So, but after this, we're doing the other malachot coming up, and some muksedinim also as well in the second Shabbat, and some nice agadah also coming up in Kol Kitvei. So he says,
I got it soon.
Well, not that soon, but no. Around Kuf Chaf Hapeis, around three weeks from now. So the Gemara says Sfino Kshuro Zubzu. If so, he says Marvin Metalflin was Nifsaku Nesru Chazru Benikshuru. Now, if I retie them, now again, tying is only an Eastern Shabbos with a Kesher Shel Kayama, but I make a temporary tie is permissible on Shabbos. But the problem is, I'm not allowed to reunite these reshuyos on Shabbos. In other words, I can't create an Erev on Shabbos. So by retying it, I'm like creating an Erev on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to do that. He says, Bain Shogin or Bain Mezidin, whether I retied it, whether I was wrong to retie it, but whether I did it in Shogin or I did it in Mezid, Bain Anusin, Bain Mutin, it's an expression of the Gemara, whether I was forced to do it or I made a mistake. He says, Chazru Leheteran Arishon. Nevertheless, everything goes back to the original heter. Now I have a green light to carry from boat A to boat B. V'chein machatzalot haprusot. Now, similarly, the Gemara says, machatzalot haprusot, it means like mats that are spread out, hanging vertically, creating a reshus. He says, ma'arvin ha'metalflim yizuluzu. It means I'm in the reshus of Rabim. It's like a little bit like, I don't know if you've seen pictures like it were at the Kotel now. I think they have cubicles at the Kotel because of the COVID virus. So, If you have in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if you have these curtains creating a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because I have dalad by dalad and it's going up for 10 tefachim, so he says ma'arvin mitalta mizulazu, so I can make an eruv with the person next to me. He says niglalu nesru, but then if it's rolled up on Shabbos, then I can't carry anymore. There's no more Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He says chazru v'nifrasu. And here I thought that in my art school they had a mistake. They wrote Nifrashu with a Shin Yamanit. It should be Nifrasu. He says, it's spread out. Bein Shogin, Bein Mezin, Bein Anusim, Bein Mutin, Chazru Le'Teran Arishon. It goes back to its original Heter. So it's something to keep in mind that spreading out a curtain on Shabbos could be building a Mechitza on Shabbos. Just something to keep in mind, okay? So the Gemara says, Shekol Mechitza Shnasa B'Shabbat, Bein Mishogin, Bein Bemezid, Shema Mechitza. Anything that's made on Shabbos is called the mechitza. All right. So now the Gemara is what? I can't hear you, Yosef.
You should show the pictures.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Let's go. All right. Now they will demand the pictures before. It's like, you know what this is like? It's like when the movies began to talk, like they had the silent movies. So then when the talking movies came out. I think in the late 20s they came out. So I remember Howard Hughes, he made this action movie, like war movie with planes and stuff like that. But when it came out, the talkies were already out. You know, like the earliest one was Al Jolson, the jazz singer. So the audiences, they didn't like the silent movies anymore. So he redid it. He made it like a talking movie. So it's like now that I have the pictures now, let's see the pictures here already. Okay. So let's go here. All right. What picture is it, Yosef?
It's on page 133.
What number picture?
592 and 593.
I have different numbers. One second.
You just passed it. You just passed it.
Going forward or going here?
Right there. Yeah, right there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So this is it. So in this book that I have, this I got from Otsar HaChachma. So it's picture number 1032. Oh, but he's got the mechitzot here. You see, you get the idea. And here it's rolled up and now no more mechitzot. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So the Gemara has sort of gotten into the issue where of the mechitzah that disappear on Shabbos. So Ini, this is true. V'ha'amar Rav Nachman said, Lo shanu el lizrok. So Rav Nachman says that when the mechitzah is reconstituted, that's only to create a chiyuv. In other words, so now when the mechitzah is reconstituted, so if I take something from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and I bring it into this Rosh Hashanah Yachid, I'm chayiv, but not that I have a heter to carry from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or even lechora to carry when that Rosh Hashanah Yachid itself, if it was reconstituted, it was rebuilt on Shabbos. Aval letal tel asur. So the Gemara says, Ki itmar de Rav Nachman amazed itmar. So the Gemara says, when Rav Nachman stated his halacha, he was talking about if amazed. In other words, a person knows the halacha. He knows I'm not allowed to put the curtain on Shabbos. So in other words, in the beginning of Shabbos, I have the mechitzot. And then the mechitzot got rolled up somehow. And then on Shabbos, I say, I don't care about Hilchot Shabbos. I'm dropping these mechitzot. So then Rav Nachman teaches me under those circumstances, so I get the worst of all possible worlds. So I'm only chayiv for having the mechitzot. In other words, I can create his chayivus for this would be hachdas or hotzan Shabbos, but I don't get any of the benefits. I can't carry from one to another. He says, so it means in the Braisa, so when the Braisa says, you know, he says, Bein Shogim Bein Mizin Bein Anusim Bein Mutin, Chazru L'Teirim Rishon, so the Heter is only going for all the other cases except for Mezid. For Mezid, it's just going like for the Hischaivus case. Okay, now, Itmar, I'm sorry, the Rav Nachman, Mezid Itmar. Okay, now, Amar Shmuel, Bapiluk Shruot B'chud HaSarbal. Now, Shmuel says, even if the boats are tied together with like a strand that I would use like to tie my neck in my shirt. In other words, like whatever, like a small piece of wool, if it holds up, if it keeps the boats together, that's adequate, and I can make the Ruvei Chatzei road. So the Gemara says, hey, Chida, I mean, what's the case that Shmuel is talking about? Idiyako lamidan pshita. If it's enough to hold the boats together, so that's obvious it works. He says, idiyako lamidan. If it doesn't hold, it won't keep the boats together, so am I, so why should it work at all? So the Gemara says, Li'olam de'achol hamidan. The Gemara says, no, in Achinami, it could keep the boats together. But why is it that Shmuel, you know, expressed himself this way? Shmuel was trying to distinguish this case. In other words, the Gemara said that Shmuel's halacha was so obvious, right? That's what we said, it was pshita, right? So why did even Shmuel even have to state this halacha? So Shmuel was stating it to make a distinction between this halacha and the next halacha. He says, "Shmuel apuki midrav shekaati." Now this next halacha is not related to Hilchot Shabbat, but it is related to a boat and a boat being moored in with something. He says, "Didnam." We learn the Mishnah Masechet Ahalot. So again, Masechet Ahalot we don't do in Daf Yomi, but you get a little taste of everything in Daf Yomi. You even get a taste of Yerushalmi in Daf Yomi, right? After Psachim, Blineder will do Masechet Shkalim in Yerushalmi. So you get a taste of everything in Daf Yomi. So it says, "Didnam." We learn in the Mishnah, "Kisharab Devar Amamido Mevila Tuma," that if I have a boat and the boat is, let's say, moored into the pier. And in the pier, you naturally have a dead body with an ohel. In other words, do we have a picture of this in the picture book, Yosef?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if I have a picture. I don't know if I have a picture.
That's one of the last ones.
Oh, it's in. I don't know if I have it in mine.
You should have it.
Let me see. No, mine, you have a more updated one, I think. I think this one, I don't see it in this one.
Should be right after that.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it hasn't downloaded yet. Oh, okay, wait. Well, all right, so we'll hopefully see. This is online with this Otsar Chachma in Israel. So sometimes when I roll the pages, it takes a while till the pictures show up. All right, so let's see if it shows up. So so if I have, there's a dead body, and let's say there's a tent or there's a building on the pier, and the dead body's in the building. So everything in the building is tamei. Let's say there's a chain inside the tent and the chain extends out to the boat because that's what's mooring the boat in. Thank you very much, Yosef. Let's see. Hopefully it'll show up in mine. Okay, I see it. I don't know if they see it, but I see the dead body and the covering and the chain. Okay, everybody see Yosef's picture? Okay, so let me see if it showed up on mine yet. No, I don't have it. I don't. How many pictures after the first one is it? All right, anyway.
You're scrolling too fast.
All right, here's where we were. All right, so I'll leave it now here. All right, so the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says, K'sharab edvar hama midah, if a person ties the boat, b'davar midah, which holds the boat, he says, maybe la tuma. So then the tuma will be transmitted. I'll explain in a minute. But Dvar She'im Amida Eima Vila Tuma. It means if he has tied or fastened the boat with what he would normally fasten the boat with. He normally fastened the boat not with a rope. We're used to ropes, but with something made of metal. So if he fastens it with something made of metal, so here I have the olamate. Now the Chazal have a limud. Or it says, "Va'amar Shmuel who shikshur b'shalshalat shel barzel." So Shmuel there says it has to be an iron chain. So if I have a dead body and I have an ohel and an iron chain is in the ohel, the iron chain does not become an avatuma. The iron chain is the same as the dead body. It becomes an aviyavoda tuma, special limud. He says, l'inin tumahu dechtiv b'chalal cherev, cherev harayu kechalal, that if it means, pshuto shemekra means if a person was felled, was killed with a sword, but Chazal say b'chalal cherev, chalal means the dead body, cherev. So Chazal of Adrasha, it's talking about the dead body. So it's really, it could just say a dead body. Why does the Torah say b'chalal cherev, somebody that was felled by a sword? So he says cherev harayu kechalal, to teach me that the metal gets the same level of tuma as the dead body, which is the aviyavo, is the super, the granddaddy of tuma. He says, in abalini shabbat came the yichol lahamido afilu b'chura sarbal. So, what Shmuel is trying to emphasize is that for the DNA tuma, so if the chain is aviyavo satuma, then the boat becomes an avatuma, and then the boat being an avatuma, things that are in the boat will become a rishon latuma. That's the way it goes. So that it works out that way. So Shmuel is emphasizing in that halacha, it has to be made out of metal. It has to be like davar yecholim midas. So it means shal shal barzel. So therefore, Shmuel wanted to emphasize for Hilchot Shabbos a different halacha. Hilchot Shabbos, when I'm lashing the boats together, and it has to be davar amamida, it doesn't have to be metal. It can be a chutz shal sarbal. Even though the Gemara figures, yeah, anything that keeps it together is good, but Shmuel wanted to emphasize that it's not like my other halacha where it had to be a metal object in order for the boat to become an avatuma and the contents to become a rishon latuma. Do you have this or not?
Can you repeat that metal situation again?
Okay, so again, so Shmuel has an unrelated halacha he teaches by Dinei Tumah and Tara. It doesn't relate to Hilchot Shabbat. So when it comes to a dead body, in the Ohel Hamet, in your picture, so if there's metal there, the metal becomes not an avatum. The dead body's aviyavosatuma. The metal also becomes aviyavosatuma.
So any metal comes aviyav?
Right. That's in the Ohel Hamet. It has to be in the Ohel Hamet. In the Ohel Hamet. So Shmuel is saying, if in other words, so then that chain extends out to the boat, then that chain will turn the boat into an avatuma. And then if the boat has a food or something like that, it'll become a rishon latuma. So it only works if he uses the thing he normally uses, which would be metal, to fasten the boat. So since Shmuel said that halacha, and he says, like, because the Mishnah says davar hamamida, so Shmuel wants to emphasize here by Hilchot Shabbat, to the Ruvi Chatzera, when we refer to davar hamamida, I don't mean it has to be metal. It could even be a chutzal sarbal. It could even be like this thread, as long as it holds the boats together. Everybody got it? Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
What was the story with that small boat in the middle?
So the Gemara thought, somebody suggested in the middle of the Gemara, the question is, what is the Tana of the Mishnah teaching me? That there are two boats I can carry from one boat to another. The Gemara thinks, I own both boats, and they're tied together. It's so pashut. So the suggestion was, it's talking about two boats, but there's a small little boat that's wedged in between the two bigger boats. So I'm going to carry, and even though that boat is not tied to them, I'm going to go from boat A to boat B and boat B to boat C, even though boat B could like slip out of the wedging. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, we thought. So the Gemara says, it's ridiculous. The Mishnah doesn't say mizu lazu lazu. It says mizu lazu. So they're not that. That's not the pshat. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Let me just do the little bit about Moshe Shapir Ka'amar.
Can I just ask one quick question?
Sure,
if a boat has a sail, like a sailboat, you know, with a sail, is the sail considered a partition?
Again, in other words, for Shabbos, the sail, in other words, to be a partition, I need more than one partition. I need like two and a half partitions. In other words, I want to create a reshus. So, but the sail by itself could theoretically be a partition, but it does nothing to be a partition with. You know what I mean? In other words, I want to create a reshus.
Because the sails only go in one direction.
Right. So, but the sail. Let's say, again, it's working with good achit mechitza, so there could be circumstances where the sale could be a mechitza, but I don't think it would relate to Hilchot Shabbat. All right. Let me just read the thing about Moshe Shapir Ka'amar, and then I have to dash off. So the This is from the Aladaf. Why did Rav Safra call Rav Moshe the Arizal? You know, they always would say the Arizal. Now he's got the Arizitzal. Like, okay, so the Arizitzal explains that the Neshama Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of souls of all Talmidei Chachamim among the Jewish people throughout the generation. So this, we had the basic idea. And the Zohar, I'm skipping. The Zohar teaches the radiance of Moshe Rabbeinu shines in every generation, means the Torah leadership of each era. Okay, so this was the way we did. Let me get rid of the recording. One second, let me just stop this now.